It is 4pm now.
And here is your latest RTL Today news. CTIE Director Patrick Hooch, speaking with RTL this morning, said that Luxembourg's public sector is rapidly evolving into digitalisation as the group manages 350 active projects. He highlighted a 14,000-user internal AI chatbot deployed to boost efficiency. The state partners with European firm Mistral, prioritising data sovereignty by running AI systems within its own data centres. With currently no alternative to the UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel told the new chief, Christian Saunders, Luxembourg will back the group with 30 million euros under a partnership running until 2027 and has added a further 3 million euros for the situation in Gaza. The agency continues to face major funding challenges after the US and other countries cut support. The government has unveiled a 7-point plan to make housing cheaper. Finance Minister Gilles Roth and Housing Minister Claude Meisch say it offers tax relief for buyers and incentives for investors to boost the supply of rental homes. A new housing bond is planned for early next year, looking to raise 250 million euros while letting people lend money to the state at a fixed rate, tax-free. In international news, Poland's Conservative President Karol Nawrocki has vetoed a bill proposed by Prime Minister Donald Tusk's centrist government legalising civil partnerships, he announced in a statement. Poland, alongside Bulgaria, Romania and Slovakia, is one of the last countries in Europe not to have legalised same-sex marriage or civil unions. The EU has today proposed easing its carbon trading scheme for companies as it unveiled reforms to one of its flagship climate policies under pressure to shore up industry. The overhaul of the two-decade-old emissions trading system has been subject to fierce wrangling between countries, industry and activists over the pace of the bloc's climate push. Pakistan has launched a large-scale crackdown on undocumented residents, demolishing homes and conducting identity checks in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Law enforcement was ordered to arrest Afghan citizens without visas on the 10th of July onwards. The ongoing operations have forced thousands to flee across the border or hide at home. Sports now, and Josh Kerr is confident he is in the kind of form that could see him break the 27-year-old world record for the mile to add his name to a storied list of previous British athletes. But Keely Hodgkinson said thoughts of going after Jarmila Kratochvilova's 800-metre record dating back to 1983 was not the overriding factor going into Saturday's Diamond League meet in London. And Australia's Lucas Herbert equaled a British Open record with a 6-under-par 28 on the front nine at Royal Birkdale today to storm into the lead. He began the day at level par, but after birdies at the three opening holes, he picked up more shots at the 5th, 7th and 9th to move ahead of overnight leader Jackson Suber. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head on over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Much cloudier today than it has been over the past few weeks, although there are good spells of sunshine throughout. There remains the risk of heavy thunderstorms for this afternoon, which should diminish in the evening. And temperature-wise, we are currently at around the 25-degree level, which is probably the peak for the day, and that will gradually slow down to a low of 14 overnight.
RTL Today traffic info.
It's 4 past 4. John, you're probably wondering what the traffic is looking like right now. Well, it's an 8-minute delay on the A13 between Mondorf and Schengen, more like 10 minutes on the N1 between Potashberg and Grevenmacher West, and lastly, we're up to 15 minutes worth of delay on the A3 heading down south towards Didlange, with over 6 kilometres worth of tailback. Otherwise, three speed checks to be aware of: in Bettenburg on the Rue Dappweiler, in Heiderscheid on the N15, and in Oberranven on the Rue Dan Titana. For everything else and to stay up to date, check out today.rtl.lu/mobility. That was pretty smooth.
Drive with Tom Einarsson. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
I got a first try there. Rue Dan Titana in Oberranven. I thought that would give me a bigger headache, but it won't. Here's the Killers now with Somebody Told Me. We're going to get a little bit funkier as the show progresses tonight. Stay tuned.
Breaking my back just to know you.
past 4 p.m. This is RTL Today Radio with me, Tom Einarsson. That was The Killers, obviously, from 2005. Let's stay in that time period a little bit, and let's stay a little bit rocky. This is Jamie T now. But I've got a particular 70s/80s Swedish band that did very well at Eurovision coming up after this too. You know the one. Boys like him don't shine so bright. Soon as I see the dust settle, he's out on the town trying to find trouble. I took a train again away for shame and blame, a city pain to see a friend I hadn't seen since I was drinking underage. I was a 10 a day, how'd you say, little shit. White lightning, hiding on my courage, quick wit. We were sick of season wallabies, button shirts and whiskey. Martin just as like my final bounce like a jam, 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 jam.
I gotta quit, I hope I ever miss the last train. Got me stuck in Hampton Wick, with the boys across the platform shouting lightweight prick. I'm a featherweight champion, cheap to get pissed. Rich candy, worry with a bitch, you'd never deal with it. Tell them all I shut their mouths and go suck their mama's dicks. But seeing that she ain't all of three fingers down, or the other two up, and I'll sing this proud. Running with the lemon.